It is time to get to work, my friends. We're burning daylight. And you know, even with the clocks falling back, we've only got so much of it. And plenty of work to do on this Wednesday, November 6, 2019. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gerber Show. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Project Veritas rolling roughshod over the major networks, catching them day after day for the bias we all know they're guilty of. But putting a big fat spotlight on all of it, I really like it. Number two, we can solve the climate crisis, but you're going to have to go if we do that. Too many people on the planet, and you're one of them, pal. We'll talk about that. And number one, Mitch McConnell says the president would not be removed from office if there were an impeachment matter sent to the Senate today. Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Now, I want to talk about Kentucky for just a moment here because it appears that Matt Bevin has lost to the challenger in Kentucky. Matt Bevin, a Republican. And the Democrats are going to try to make great hay out of this. They're going to try to make, oh my gosh, the Republicans lost the governor's chair in Kentucky. It's doom and gloom for Mitch McConnell. It means Donald Trump has no sway in Kentucky and so on and so forth. The fact of the matter is Matt Bevin had become very unpopular in Kentucky because he tried to overhaul the pension system for public employees, right? He tried to overhaul it all. It got bogged down. It became a mess. And it looks like he's going to lose by something of the nature of less than 4,000 votes over out of 1.5 million cast. All right, so that's it's a setback for the Republicans. It's a setback for Donald Trump. However, Matt Bevin was only the third Republican elected to be governor in Kentucky since World War II. The other served exactly one term. And the guy who looks like he won yesterday, the Attorney General Andy Beshear, his brother was governor before Matt Bevin. So it's a family name in Kentucky as Beshear that holds sway in Kentucky politics. And for the left, but trust me, they're going to read everything they can into this. They're going to read everything they can into this. But Steve Beshear was governor from 2007 until 2015. When Matt Bevin was elected in December of 2015 and took over. And so don't believe everything you're about to hear about Kentucky. It's not a big deal. Mitch McConnell, perfectly safe as Senate Majority Leader. And yes, he will still have a majority at the end of 2020. In fact, he might end up with a couple of extra seats if Michigan and some other states play ball. But I will say I'm pretty sure how it's likely to end, said McConnell yesterday. If it were today, I don't think there'd be any question. It would not lead to a removal. So the question is, how long does the Senate want to take? Because here's where we are now. Originally, Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats said we'd have this impeachment process all done before Thanksgiving. That's not going to happen. They're not even going to start public hearings until, what, next week? And you've got people who say, we're not going to testify. You can sort that out in the courts. And that is not obstruction of justice. Just so we're crystal clear about this. If the legislative branch demands of the executive branch, you turn this over, you testify, and the executive branch goes, no, we're not doing that. Well, you have to. It's obstruction of justice. No, it's a legal fight. It's an argument between two, let's go over this again because the Democrats love to use this part, two co-equal branches of government. The legislative branch can't snap its fingers and tell the executive what they need to do. Doesn't work that way. Well, you have to do this. We have oversight and we demand. Well, you can demand all you want. We'll see you in court. Now, if at the court level, a court says, okay, you have to provide this testimony or you have to provide these documents and the executive refuses, that's a different matter. Then you have two of the co-equal branches of the government telling the third, you need to cooperate here so we can understand what's happened. And until that point, there is no obstruction of justice. There is an argument. There is a legal dispute and there is a process for resolving that. It's really quite that simple. So, don't believe everything you're told on TV. Just believe what you're told on the radio, specifically this program, actually. You can believe anything you want, but just believe me. So anyhow, I bring that to your attention because there is now a lot of I don't know, conflicting testimony. Sondland went back in. You probably know this. Gordon Sondland, who was the ambassador to the European Union, updated his testimony to say that he provided a more robust description of his own role in alerting the Ukrainians to the investigations and the desires of Rudy Giuliani. And he believed that Giuliani was working on behalf of the president for that. Now, what he said is, the resumption of the U.S. aid would likely not occur until Ukraine provided the public anti-corruption statement that we had been discussing for many weeks. But he didn't say that involved Biden's. He said it involved corruption. So the Democrats and the left will tell you this, and Adam Schiff will say, well, it's a quid pro quo, you see. And so what if it were? That's still not an impeachable offense, even if it were. Because if it were an impeachable offense, then Joe Biden ordering the removal of a prosecutor in Ukraine and saying if he's not removed in 6 hours, we're going to withhold $1 billion in funding. And when he was told that you can't do that, he said, go ahead and call the president, that being Barack Obama. So one cannot be an impeachable offense while one is not, if you were going to go that far. But the president looking into corruption in Ukraine, which is notoriously corrupt. And we all know now, everybody knows, that bothers to care to know, that the Steele dossier and the Clinton campaign and the DNC and all sorts of other tawdry events ran through Ukraine and have for years. So to suggest that somehow it's okay for the Democrats to send their envoys over to Ukraine to mine dirt on Donald Trump for the Steele dossier, for the Christopher Steele dossier, in an attempt to discredit a campaign and destroy a presidency, if that's okay, but it's not okay for Donald Trump to say, hey, can you look into this for us? Would you please look into this for us so we can figure out what's going on? And by the way, what did Ukraine do to get their money back? Nothing. Nothing at all. They provided no statement. They didn't do anything except to say that they've been investigating Biden and Burisma for the last couple of years now. How can you have a quid pro quo if the Ukraine knew nothing about any perceived arrangement, which is what we've learned so far? And even if they did know about it, you need to do this, or we're not going to send you aid because you're corrupt as hell. That's foreign policy. I got a kick here the other day. I saw an article, I think it was from the Associated Press, saying something about, you know, Donald Trump is undermining American foreign policy by doing X, Y, and Z. The president sets foreign policy. This is how ignorant people are, and they gobble that up. The president's undermining our foreign policy. The president's undermining our foreign policy. As you see that, he's newsflash. The president of the United States, Republican, Democrat, independent, love them, hate them, doesn't matter. That person sets foreign policy. By the way, that person also sets and decides what's classified and what's not. So if they want to discuss something with somebody else, even if it's ultra classified, it's up to the president to make that decision. So all of these things are completely nonsensical. And that's why Mitch McConnell says the president would not be removed. He's done nothing to deserve that. 14 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at MIAutoInsurancePromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at MIAutoInsurancePromise.com.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.